We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 76 degrees. A reported partial building collapse in West Wichita this morning. Around 1:40, first responders were called to 6725 West Shade, where an SUV had collided with an apartment building. Firefighters found a gas leak and evacuated some residents. No injuries reported. Red Cross was called to assist three adults and three children. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens died Tuesday at the age of 99. Fox's Shannon Bream looks back at Justice Stevens' life.
John Paul Stevens was born in 1920 and raised in his beloved hometown of Chicago. In between his college studies at the University of Chicago and Northwestern Law School, where he finished first in his class, he served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He was awarded a Bronze Star for his work as part of the famous Codebreakers stationed in Hawaii. Stevens was a federal judge in Chicago when, in 1975, President Gerald Ford picked him for the high court. His voice on the court didn't really emerge until the 1990s, when he became the longest-serving associate justice. This position, second only to the chief justice in influence, allowed him to craft close majorities in dozens of cases. Shortly before his death, President Ford said he was prepared to let history's judgment of his presidency rest on his selection of Stevens to the Supreme Court.
Two people were injured in a shooting in South Wichita.
It happened just after 8:30 Tuesday evening in the 3100 block of South Elizabeth, west of Seneca. Police say a woman suffered life-threatening injuries after being shot. A man and four children were also in the home at the time. The man was taken to an area hospital to be treated for injuries that were not due to a gunshot. Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police are investigating the death of a 72-year-old woman in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says early Monday evening, police and first responders were dispatched to the scene a few blocks east of 10th and Grove.
Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Service personnel arrived, and the female, unfortunately, was pronounced deceased on the scene. The investigation at this time has revealed that the victim's daughter arrived at the home and found her mother unresponsive and notified 911.
A male acquaintance was also in the home at the time. An autopsy on the victim is being performed at the Regional Forensic Science Center to determine cause of death. The Wichita City Council agreed to put on hold a new hotel agreement at Eisenhower National Airport.
The proposed hotel was to be built near Eisenhower Airport Parkway and West Harry Street, north of the airport. After hearing the proposed agreement and public comments, Mayor Jeff Longwell voiced frustration with the Wichita Eagle editorial board and also city staff.
We didn't get it right initially, and shame on us. There was a mistake made by staff to put this on consent agenda without the knowledge of any council member. We got that wrong.
The council voted unanimously to a 30-day right of first refusal on the proposed hotel lease agreement. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has adopted a resolution condemning racist remarks from President Trump.
Four Republicans and an independent joined every Democrat supporting a resolution condemning President Trump's racist comments directed at members of Congress.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Debate stalled for more than an hour after that remark from Speaker Nancy Pelosi was ruled out of order in violation of House decorum. The condemnation of the president followed tweets and follow-up comments by the president suggesting four minority congresswomen hate America and should go back to the places from where they came. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now here on this Wednesday, July 17th at 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The gasoline prices went up yesterday. We were seeing $2.59 a gallon, and, well, that's where the gasoline prices are today, $2.59 a gallon. Haven't seen much change in the last 24 hours in those gasoline prices out there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture continues lifting in from the south, we may see a few isolated thunderstorms through about mid-morning. Then with a clearing sky, sunny, hot, and humid this afternoon, we may reach 100 for the high. Our heat index will feel like 105 to 110, and an excessive heat warning goes into effect. It'll be breezy through tonight, our low 77, sunny, hot, with triple-digit heat again tomorrow, Thursday, 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 77 degrees. Hatman Jack's still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, you just heard, and the right hat can keep you cool. Stop in at Hatman Jack's and be fitted for the best hat for you at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas. 611 now with Steve and Ted on this Wednesday morning. We had a partly cloudy, warm day across south-central Kansas Tuesday with a late afternoon shower in the Wichita area. We had some rain over in our house in Riverside. Wichita's high temperature was 95 degrees. The normal high for the date is 93 for that date. Because the temperatures, as you heard, around 100 degrees the next couple of days. Heat indexes as high as 108. Be careful. Parts of the U.S. are bracing for this major heat wave this week, and climate researchers say it's only going to get worse. According to climate scientist Christina Dahl, we can expect more and more days of dangerous heat in the coming decades if more efforts are not taken to combat climate change. In fact, Dahl says, by the year 2050, we could see the heat index over 100 degrees for an entire month at a time. 2050. I probably won't be around.
We already saw that. It was 1980.
1980, we had something like that.
And 1936.
Much. A couple of years over the... Well, then she's pretty safe in saying 2050, isn't she? Should bear her out. I tell you what, there was a good story the other day where somebody just decided, the scientist said, you know, if we just plant a bunch of trees, a lot of this climate change would take care of itself. That was interesting. Did you never think about that? I mean, I live in Riverside. You live in a fairly tree-y area. I never think about that. We got plenty of trees in Riverside. Once in a while, one will fall down over by the river, and we put another one up.
Yeah, they say if we plant like one trillion trees.
Something like that. And you wouldn't have to worry
too much. Let's get on that.
Yeah, let's start planting today. All right, today is Wednesday, July 17th, and it was on this date in 1955, Disneyland had its opening day in Anaheim, California.
Happiest place on earth.
The Magic Kingdom, yeah. You been there, Ted?
Yes, I have.
I've been there twice.
I've only been there once.
Went out there. You know, it's one of those things, of course, I'm like 5-6 years old, and my mom and dad, uncharacteristically for them, with their four young sons, decided, we need to go see this Disneyland. So we loaded up the old family truckster, and away we went. Kind of like a vacation, National Lampoon vacation.
Just like every other family in the 19.
Going to Wally World there.
Yeah.
Took off for California.
Yep.
My dad, my uncle, Larry, was living out there in the Sacramento area, so we visited him. And we also went to, of course, we saw, on that trip, Ted, we saw the big redwoods, we saw the Hoover Dam, went zipping through Las Vegas, which was nothing but a little dirty town.
Wasn't much then.
At that time. I mean, we saw a chunk of the West and got to spend a day at Disneyland. It was fun. I'll never forget it. Then when I was an adult back in, what was it, 85, 95? Anyway, they had the anniversary.
Yeah.
And Shelly and I were able to go to Disneyland together. She'd never been there, so that was fun. Disneyland, 1955. Of course, you had Walt. Of course, he had a big deal with ABC. ABC took the live grand opening and did a live shot with Ronald Reagan was there. Bob Cummings, Ronald Reagan. That was before Ronald Reagan was... You know, Ronald Reagan. He was still an actor and a guy on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't president, wasn't governor. 1955, Disneyland, celebrating Disneyland today. Police in Tennessee warning residents not to flush drugs down the toilet because of the effect it could have on wildlife species that live in the water. A Facebook post from the Loreto Police Department says residents who flush their illicit drugs could create what the department calls meth gators. The department has since said the warning was issued on a more or less serious note after arresting a man accused of trying to flush methamphetamine down the toilet. Scientists say while gators hopped up on meth aren't not a real cause for concern, the recommendation against flushing drugs is legitimate. Yale ecology professor David K. Skelly says fish in rivers all over the U.S. have been affected by chemicals that leave homes through the toilet. So be careful.
Yeah, that water goes somewhere.
It goes somewhere. And you could be, you know, what would happen if you have a meth catfish? Yeah, it'd be a real catastrophe there. 6:16, Steve and Ted. And I know you noticed it. I don't know what the cloud cover is right now. Cloud cover is, but when I was coming to work this morning, that old full moon, you couldn't miss it. And it's interesting that we're having this full moon right about the time when we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 and our astronauts flying to the moon. And right now, it's gorgeous out there. If you get out on the overnight hours, you'll see it. I don't know how much, but it's a full moon last 3 days or something like that. But interesting to see. And it's warm. And again, it's going to get warmer for the next few days. Going to feel like we're in, July in Kansas, right?
Yep, which we are.
Which we are.
Nice and toasty.
Green and Barrett, hope your air conditioner's working. I'm knocking on wood. Our air conditioner's been working pretty good down here. We had a day, last week where things weren't going
so well. We had a day last week where it got a little soupy in here.
And yesterday, a couple of guys from the building, maintenance came through. How you doing, guys? I said, we're doing pretty good today.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you for checking. All right, it's coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Here on this Wednesday morning, and let's go ahead and do leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. And I'll tell you what, Ted, am I mistaken, or are the Royals winning some ball games here lately?
They are. They're not
bad
playing.
Start this year,
they're
but
not
hey.
Playing anyone really. But
oh, yeah,
you know,
okay.
Hey, a division win is a division win.
You bet.
Royals and the White Sox last night up at Kauffman Stadium, and it was a blowout. All Royals right from the very start in this one. You heard of the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Stayed with the team. And Dozier hits a drive into deep right center field, and it's going to be off the fence. Here comes Alex around third. He will score, and Dozier slides into third with a triple.
And there were plenty more where that came from. Royals 11, White Sox nothing. Hunter Dozier went 3-for-5 with a home run. Whit Merrifield went 3-for-5 with a home run. Of course, all that led to Glenn Sparkman, the starting pitcher, being pretty comfortable with all those runs.
No kidding.
And he went a whole way for his first career shutout. Got his third win of the season. First complete game for the Royals in more than 2 years.
Don't doubt that.
So he didn't have to go to the bullpen. Royals are 4-1 since the All-Star break. They'll try to keep good times rolling tonight. Once again, Royals White Sox, game 3 of a 4-game series tonight, 7:15. The Kauffman Stadium. You can listen to the game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Royals getting it done last night. Let's take a look at, let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Ben Hecht. He is in AA with the Chicago Cubs. He worked a third of a scoreless inning yesterday. In his last 10 games, he's got a 1.72 earned run average, and it was his seventh straight scoreless outing for the former Shocker pitcher Ben Hecht. In AA with the Cubs. And another minor league guy, how about Nate Scantlin from Rose Hill, who is in rookie ball with the Cincinnati Reds. He went 2-for-4, scored twice yesterday, had a triple. He is in the top 10 in the Pioneer League in triples, and he's batting .323 in the month of July. The former Rose Hill Rocket, Nate Scantlin, in rookie ball with the Cincinnati Reds. And we take a look at a guy, really good defensive lineman, Jerry Mays. Do you remember Jerry Mays?
Yeah.
Played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He passed away 25 years ago on this day. He was only 54 years old, had melanoma cancer.
Really?
He was a captain for the Chiefs in Super Bowl I and Super Bowl
IV. Good player.
Yeah. AFL all-time team, six-time AFL All-Star. Just an amazing player at defensive end. And he was on that game-winning team for Super Bowl IV. And he's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Died at the age of 54. Jerry Mays, one of the all-time greats on the defensive line for the Chiefs. He was only 54 when he passed. That was 25 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Ted, you know, a shutout is becoming more and more rare for a pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody going 9 innings is almost... Has anybody done it all year for the Royals?
No.
Ha! So that's the
first complete game
is?
In more than 2 years for the Royals.
Yeah, that's right. You said. Yeah, you did.
Wow. But and it's almost that way for any team.
Yeah, it's not the way
now.
We do things anymore.
Starting pitchers, you get 100 pitches. Let them go 5 innings, then you turn over to the bullpen.
100 pitches and you're out of here.
You know, Sparkman had it going last night.
He sure did.
And then that's good to see. Love it. Love games like that. There you go.
You bet. 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A fight over patriotism at a senior center.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.